everybody? This is Man Donnell, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. the Omaha Fatty, coming with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha? Another general update week. First and foremost, how about that daylight savings? I'm not a fan. Every 6 months. I don't get it. I just leave the time the same. It's 2022, man. Just leave the time the same. I don't get it. Anyway, you know, I don't know why we have to mess with people's like schedules, their, you know, the internal clock that we all have, and you know, how it gets all janky when I know it's just an hour, but it's an hour. Like, just leave it as it is. I don't understand the need for the change. Outside of that, man, this weather in Nebraska, in Omaha, has been crazy, up and down. Make up your dang mind. Mother Nature, like, you tripping. You straight up tripping. You know, we've had days at the end of February and beginning of March where we were hitting, like, record temps and whatnot. And then it was that way for like a week. And then last week it was like cold in the 20s and just like, come on, bro. Like, stop with the back and forth. Like, I just want to have, even if it was just cold the whole way through, man, just some kind of consistency so we can get used to it and like keep it, like, whatever, man. Then there's like, is it going to snow? Is it not going to snow? I don't know. Are we going to get 7 inches? Oh, no, we're only going to get 2 inches now. And then it's like, oh, just come on, man. Come on, Mother Nature. Stop tripping. Yeah, man. So I know a lot of people out there feel that pain. And, you know, it's just crazy just because you don't know week to week what it's going to be. Cold fronts come through. And then, I don't know, these seasons are all strange. Over the course of the last few years, and it's like you can't really, you know, anticipate that the weather is going to be one way because it might be the total opposite. But, you know, that's how they say, you know, Nebraska is. And, you know, you don't like the weather now, just wait a few minutes, it'll change or whatever. and then also, you know, another thing is, boy, it would be okay outside if it wasn't for that wind, because that wind is a fish. That wind is a fish. yeah, man, outside of that stuff, life is good. Been still grinding with Omaha Fatty and Small Guy. Been doing some gigs, getting some extra work in, you know, meeting with a lot of restaurant owners and taking photos and videos and making creating content out of that stuff. And, you know, it's real cool. Omaha Fatty is a creator on Facebook. So Omaha Fatty for the last 2 months has qualified to be paid by Facebook for the short videos or the reels. So that's pretty cool, man. And they're rolling out different options. So I guess I'm doing something right with Omaha Fatty and the content that I'm creating. I'm getting more followers. We're closing in on 5,000 followers. So we'll do a little celebration once we get to 5,000 followers. But yeah, man, if you enjoy the content made by Omaha Fatty, please check me out on Facebook and watch the reels and, you know, share with your friends. And, you know, if you enjoy them, you know, I'm just kind of trying to lean in as much as possible to all this stuff that I've been working on for years. And, you know, I was posting videos for free. And now, you know, there's opportunities for me out there to make money from things that I've been working on. So I feel like things are starting to pay off. And again, I'm doing something right. And we're just going to continue to grow and see where it takes us. And I don't know, man. You know, see me in a couple of years. You know, things could be completely different. Who knows? But I've definitely enjoyed this opportunity while having time off and not having a full-time job. I'm out there on the search, and I'm considering just maybe working part-time and trying to find a place like, Costco, or I did have an interview at an assisted living facility out here for something that I've never done before, but I thought it was cool and thought that maybe I could get some fulfillment out of it, because the reason that Small Guy Promotions and Omaha Fatty exist are because I've always wanted to help people in some form, shape, or fashion. And what I was doing full time, I didn't feel like it was filling that bucket for me personally. There's no secret that I did not enjoy what I did. Well, it was more the company. I could have enjoyed what I did more if it wasn't for TD Ameritrade sucking, Charles Schwab sucking. But outside of that, man, the position, the role could have been fine. It had potential, but they kind of made it not a pleasant thing. It could have been so much better. So I've enjoyed not being there and having to deal with that and wake up. Like, when I go to bed at night and I know I'm not going to that in the morning, I don't have to worry about that in the morning. It's such a relief, man. I cannot even describe how good it feels, even though I don't have employment. It's just, I don't know, man. There's like weight on you, and like, it's just, I felt like I was trapped for, cause I was applying for places and I wasn't getting the gigs and whatnot. And, I kind of got lazy about applying for a while, and then I started up again, and but still nothing that worked out. But I always say everything happens for a reason. And I know that I'm where I'm supposed to be. For whatever reason, I'm not supposed to have that distraction right now. And it's okay. The benefits is the big thing, because I'm bringing in money from Omaha Fatty and Small Guy Promotions. Of course, not necessarily enough to replace what I was making, but that's all right. That'll come. As I said, we're getting busy. We're growing up, making contacts, and full steam ahead, baby. So continue to support. I appreciate it all. And there are good things coming. I hope to help a lot of restaurant owners and create new partnerships and grow existing partnerships. Some years ago, I used to say hashtag let's grow together, because that's what it's been about, man. So yeah, this last job interview, it will hopefully, if it pans out, be something where I can fill a bucket. It won't be necessarily full-time every week. And I can actually still focus on the things that I'm doing with my businesses. So we'll see what happens. If not, I'll just continue the grind and find something else. I'm definitely going to be, I'm not just applying for everything, and I'm being selective. It's either going to be something where it allows me to grow with my social media. At least that's the hope. Or it's going to be something where it just gives me more time and allows me to do other things. So yeah, that's what's going on with me. Shout out to my daughter, my oldest daughter, for getting her first job. She just got the confirmation last week on Friday, I think. Yeah, Thursday or Friday? Thursday, it was Thursday. But yeah, she's excited. Shout out to Papio Fun Park and Papillion. But she'll be working there for the, I don't know. She's got some training coming up this week, and then we'll see how it goes. And, she's usually a busy girl, so we'll have to see what happens. She'll probably do some wrestling camps. And then who knows, she's got her own little business making jewelry and different things. So hopefully she'll be able to devote some time to that still, because in my house, we push that you will have a service job. And I consider this to be that. And she has, or she will complete her requirement in this house for having a service job, so that she knows how it goes and how to interact with people and whatnot. But she will also continue to be pushed to do her business or whatever else she finds joy in, because that is what really matters. I don't necessarily care if she goes to college. If she decides to go to college, if she decides to wrestle in college, cool. If not, cool. Like, I'm not going to force her in either way. I want her to do something that makes her happy. And in today's day and age, you don't have to go to college to be successful. So she can do whatever she wants to do. If she wants to be more creative and not take on any debt by going to college, I'm cool with that. I know she can get scholarships, especially if she wrestles. And then academically, she's not had any issues. So it's out there if she wants it, but I'm definitely not pushing her towards college. I actually tell her that she doesn't have to go to college because why? So like it's a business. College is a business. It costs way too much for people to go to college. And, you have people who are in debt in their 40s and 50s because they're still paying off loans. And I don't want that for my kids. So I would never put that on them. And I'm not even worried about it. Just do what you want to do and be happy. We don't have a lot of time on this earth. So do with it what you want. And you know, as long as you're out there grinding and whatever, you know, we'll try to help and support as much as we can. But I'm not putting that on her. I'm not putting that stress on her, that pressure on her. I'll let her make her own decisions when it comes to that. We'll be here for support when she needs it. So that's what it is, man. That's all I got today, man. I hope the warm weather that's ahead of us this week continues to stay in the warmer side of things. That would be great. I hope spring is coming in full effect, but I don't need like 80 degree weather right now. I just give me like 60, 65, you know? That's good enough, man, because I don't want the summer to be 125 degrees. And, you know, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but, you know, it gets pretty hot. So I just want some nice, cool, rainy weather, man, some stormy weather so we can just open up the door and just enjoy the breeze and listen to the sound of the thunder. But yeah, that is definitely what I enjoy. So again, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week, month, year, life, whatever, everything. Enjoy it as much as you can. Please subscribe to the podcast and share it. You know, I'm trying to grow, and through your help, through your assistance, I'm able to do that. So thank you so much. I can't stress it enough. Enjoy life as much as you can, man. And with that, we're going to end it. So smile, help someone else smile, laugh, and help someone else laugh all day, every day. That's what it is, man. I have a wonderful day, man. Yeah. Peace out. Yeah.